The big story in European trade was the much higher than expected UK earnings read in the employment report. The data sent the pound higher on the expectation that this would put the BOE in position to be needing to consider higher rates. However, this is not a position the central bank would like to be in right now with the economy still struggling, something which also likely factored into a modest rally and selling into the run higher. There's also a case to be made that this latest data is less reflective of where things are at, and with more data to come before the next BOE decision, the market isn't looking to get ahead of itself. Over in the Eurozone, ZEW reads came in mixed, leaving little for the euro to trade on. In other news, the PBOC surprised with a cut in the medium-term loan facility rate to 2.5% from 2.65%, though any positive impact was offset by discouraging China industrial production and retail sales figures. Elsewhere, the RBA minutes were out and were mostly seen leaning to the dovish side, with the central bank observing a credible path back to the inflation target, with the cash rate staying at its present level and evidence that the increases up to this point had been successful. Meanwhile, Japan GDP came in at its best level since 2020, though the focus here was more on the weakening yen and comments from Japanese Finmin Suzuki, who stated they are watching the FX market with a high degree of urgency while insisting proper steps would be taken if they saw speculative moves. This perhaps slowed the pace of the yen decline after we saw another yearly low in the yen. Looking ahead, we get Canada inflation, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire manufacturing, U.S. import and export prices, and business inventories. That's all for now.